Ion is here. Address that to Ion, that whatever theme you're saying there.
I see the Isis already in Francisco Primus, in the coins, and now this meme has come back, and it's really related to France. So I see a logic in things that before were not clear for me, like why would Napoleon go to Egypt and retrieve so many objects and be after the relics like the Nazis. So I was thinking, looking into the relics was like in the Nine Gates, they were somehow following the wrong clues. And the right clues were not to be discovered because technologies are not relics. What happened that the houses lost their power?
They didn't.
That's what
they've not lost any power. They've not lost any power.
I know. Those are parallel worlding houses or just the houses of aristocrats that LaRouche talks about?
Oh, no, the castles themselves.
Yeah, the castles themselves. So these special houses, they know. They are able to...
That's what gave them the power when they were in those houses.
Okay, there's
and
your
for
clue.
Example, the Louvre, that means actually to open, ouvrir.
Ouvrir la porte.
The construction has never stopped up till now. They're always constructing there. Is there a reason for that? Why did they build the pyramid?
No. Stay on the question. Why, Ion, did they construct the Louvre and it has opened the portal as its title? Why do they keep working there? Is there anything that's not obvious going on there?
Yes, there's more to do, more connections, more dots. The Escher is not completed.
All right, so that means there's a lot of people in the future placing artifacts in the past to go into the Louvre, correct?
The Louvre.
Yeah, the Louche.
Yeah. And let me ask a question.
We have to finish this question. Are they putting stuff in the past to be put into the roof, Ion?
The roof into the roof is on fire. Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn. Yeah, that's right, Bob. The roof.
Okay, forget that. The Louvre. Are people something in the future placing artifacts in the past to be discovered to be put in the Louvre?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly. Don't change the topic. Are you going to enhance the topic?
No.
We're not changing.
No, I'm trying to
tidy
up.
She'll smack you.
I'll smack you, Bob.
Yeah.
I'll punch you in your face.
Very tidy. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. I'm smacking me all the time. It doesn't hurt.
So when you say the houses never lost their power, do you mean the actual castle, physical structure never lost its power?
Yes.
And, but the people, they kind of lost their power for God, correct?
When they left their power.
They couldn't maintain their eternality, and they committed suicide.
No. When they walked out the front door, they didn't have their power anymore.
Oh, they only had it inside the castles.
Dude.
And you're talking about the little people, or are you talking about the aristocratic house?
Titles and mantles only went with the property.
The property is the medium, is the massage. Good question, Carol.
That's right up there. We appreciate architects.
They always spoke about the big plan in the Louvre, and for many generations until now, they are trying to finish this big plan. Is that plan made by Ophanel, by Moses, or what is this big plan?
They're extensive, but they run out of money.
Is that because I stole the money, or I didn't support the project anymore?
I can't say that, Bob. You've been in jail.
Oh, okay. I stopped lending the money?
financing, yes.
And I was correct. I said, no, this is not going in the right direction. We have to wait till Dr. Dean shows up. Something like that?
Okay. We're trust.
They tried to put in that house the most important creations of humans, and Napoleon went
Dartmouth.
To the whole thing.
Dartmouth? Wow, that's amazing. You bringing in Dartmouth? Never done that before. Go ahead, Rox.
Napoleon stole things from all over Europe, and they're all in the Louvre.
Well, not all. There's two Louvres.
Is the other Louvre the British Museum?
Is the other Louvre the British Museum? I would say no. It just means it's another Louvre.
One is 75001. Paris, France.
And the other is?
14370, Paris, France. The Musée d'Orsay. They connect.
They connect.
And Catherine de' Medici claimed she saw a red line.
Oh, there's that damn Amici money.
Right, but before you go into that, Rox, were you asking why the Nazis went around looking for everything or the Napoleon? Who did you say a minute ago?
Both.
So let's go pursue that. What were they looking? What did they know, Ion?
Left bank. One is the Louvre's on the right bank, and the other one's on the left bank. Rive Gauche.
Why were they Napoleon Nazis? What were they looking for? What did they know? Did they talk to Marie Antoinette? What made them frantically go over Europe looking for stuff? And Egypt.
Cartes Cathedral, Camille Corot.
Corot, okay. That's a painter later. Famous painter. Corot.
Dude.
Corot. Go ahead, Dude. Roxy. Where does that lead you?
Frank the First had his gallery of art in Fontainebleau, and he always had the key with him. And they say there are like three levels of...
Oh, Delacroix.
The painter, did he know something?
Delacroix.
Okay.
Yeah, the three levels of the cross.
The cross. But why you bring him up? What did he know?
It answered her question. She's having questions. She's going to ask them. We're going to answer them.
So the Nazis and Napoleon were looking for Delacroix's paintings?
Money.
Oh, Delacroix had money. Besides a painter. Or was
Diana
he not a painter?
Huntress.
Is this another, is
Diana,
another Delacroix?
Diana Huntress.
That might be a painting. But are you referring to Delacroix the painter or some other...
The painter.
During the Nazi occupation, they took the most valuable things of the Louvre to Chambord to hide these things. Were they taken to parallel worlds? Because, I mean,
no, see, you got it all wrong. This started at 1202 when it was the Louvre Castle. Then it became a palace. That's the pyramid part.
Is Saint-Martin still connected to the
yes.
Louvre?
Of course.
What's connected to the Louvre?
Saint-Martin.
You mean the person or his castle, Rock? You mean the person?
Well, his house, because the pyramids looks like his coat of arms.
What does that mean, Ion? The Saint Martin's coat of arms are like the pyramids. Does he know something?
The crystal.
Yes. They're crystal.
And Saint Martin is Marten, correct?
We didn't say.
I noticed that Leonardo had a lot of some lost years, and you already told me he was in Montserrat.
Speak clearly. Come on now, it's mumbling. What do you think?
After he came back.
Who's he? I missed the noun.
Leonardo.
What did he do?
He had lost time.
He had lost
some
time.
Some years. But when he came back, that's when he started to invent a lot of things, like really in all fields. Did he went to Montserrat to parallel worlds, or what happened there that he, after he came back, he just...
Very creative, once he came back.
Yes, but really, like, amazing, like, nonstop in all fields.
Okay, did he get something in his missing time, in quotes?
No.
What did he do in his missing time?
He dismissed it.
He was already creative before that.
Yes.
There is this painting where he, this painting where his teacher painted the Virgin and the landscape, and Leonardo painted the angel. And when they look to this painting, the Annunciation, with the infrared or X-rays, the angel disappears. So I have the impression Leonardo knew people in the future were going to look like this into the paintings. And they cannot explain how did he paint it that this phenomenon happens. There is no drawing underneath, and the angel just disappears when they try to analyze how he painted. Nobody knows.
So make a question out of that.
How did he make that? Did he knew about these technologies?
Did he know about these future technologies,
yeah.
Ion?
Yes.
And he applied it to his paintings?
Mostly.
So it's like Zappa's music. We can appreciate Zappa's music with better technology. We can appreciate Leonardo's paintings with more up-to-date technologies. And he knew that. Leonardo knew that. That's what you're saying.
Dude.
All right, there it is. You now know something, Rox. You can begin.
But why would the angel disappear? What was his point? And how did he paint it? With his fingers? Or why don't we see any brush?
His tongue.
Okay. Then I also wanted to ask you about Cologne, because I've been thinking about it all the time. I remember that grimoire comes from the word grammaire in French. So since the invention of the phonetic alphabet, we have been retrieving all this magic of formals and spells from Egypt and from antiquity, from the Kabbalah, all these grimoires. Is there any real work or real truth in those works, in the manifesting with this type of formals, or is it...
Okay, you start off with Cologne. Are you connecting this to Cologne?
Yes, to...
She's trying to go to Lunéville. No, she's to Agrippa, but she's going to go into Shams. Charmes, on the way to Lunéville.
And Lunéville is a painting or a place in Germany or what? What's
a place in France, outside Cologne.
So you're telling her where around Cologne to go?
Mirecourt. Lunéville, Charmes, Mirecourt.
Mirecourt, that's the sequence, in the Cologne area.
Yeah.
But why do you bring in the alphabet, Rox?
I thought it had to do with Agrippa and his grimoires.
And what's
because
it got to do with the phonetic alphabet?
Bologna. Bologna.
What's Agrippa got to do with the alphabet?
Because Oscar Mayer had a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. And he had a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, he loved to eat it every day. And if you ask him, that's why he'd say it's Oh, Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And A, B, C, D, E, A, E. No, actually, from the beginning, writing was to retrieve the magical formulas from Egypt and the Kabbalah,
okay, that's a good point.
The Book of Moses.
So Ion was the phonetic alphabet supposedly used by the merchants of Phoenicia, the Phoenician merchants. But was there a magical retrieval with the alphabet?
Venice.
Were they trying to retrieve the alphabet for reasons we don't remember?
Coathanites.
Ah, the Coathanites, okay. That's the ascended Jews.
Well, that was pre-Jew, Bob. Didn't you read Marshall McLuhan? Haven't you ever heard what Thompson had to say about the ridiculousness of that? Don't you know that there are quadrants regarding these things? If you get confused, go to the tiny note. It'll help you, Bob.
When Napoleon made himself emperor, his empire didn't last, and also the Nazis almost won. But what happened that...
Why'd they fall? Napoleon and the Nazis. Why did they fall?
Did they fall?
Oh, they went invisible. They went they went stealth. That's a good point.
We just have the impression that they didn't.
Yeah.
They actually did.
They actually did the next step. You go stealth. It's like, we're going to do that. Well, that's pretty interesting, Ion. A whole new perspective on history.
They ended up in Corsica, France.
And isn't that where Karl Marx came from? Was Karl Marx their agent? No comment?
None.
Marx had no clue.
Waterloo.
Waterloo. That's for Napoleon.
You're pronouncing it Napoleon. It's Napoleon.
Did he not go to St. Elba? In prison, or is that where he escaped?
Corsica.
Oh, I remember Ryan saying that he escaped from St. Elba. I mean,
yeah.
He escaped, but I mean through astral means, or parallel world means, I think I said that,
just
right?
He walked out the front door.
All right, back to you, Roxy. What was your theme?
The Isis, the S-11, the Solomon, and the columns. This retrieval of Isis, what is that really? And also the name of the terrorist group.
Babylon.
We're retrieving Babylon?
Dude. Typhus.
Typhus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a particular leader?
Typhus spread by lice in Russia. 1812. They're coming back.
Do you remember McLuhan? Remember Carolyn? Remember that in Cliched Archetype, he has a joke about the Russians reading Pravda and the lice glows at night. Yes, the lice of Russia. That was a powerful lice, mm-hmm. Ion? Dangerous lice?
Mm-hmm. Joseph Bonaparte.
In the Louvre, in the part that was built by Franciscus Primus, there is a door with the caryatides, and on top of the door, there is the three faces. And on the sides, they look like moons, and on the middle, there is another
face. Be clearly.
That reminds me of the faces in the bottle, and in the Louvre, there's also a lot of the Corinthian columns, and in Versailles.
And the bottle of the RNA drops, Ion. Are those three faces
three
connected?
Three faces, the three Magi, the kings that anointed Jesus? Is there a relationship with those, with that name of the...
Not quite like that, but you're close.
The three faces, are they reflected in our bottle, Ion?
You're close, but not exactly.
Each of these kings had like a different race, and they brought a special ingredient. what did they really use to anoint Jesus besides the frankincense?
Pickles.
They brought pickles. Is that why you're always saying pickles, Ion? There's something special about pickles?
No.
Why did they do that?
Did you watch The Cobbler?
I've heard of that movie. I didn't watch it, though.
Why?
Well, that's the 60s, right? 50 years ago? I was busy working with Reinhard Gale and Licio Gelli. I didn't have time to go to movies. I did see Boom with Elizabeth Taylor in 1969. Boom, B-O-O-M.
Well, this is from 2014, so...
The Cobbler. No, I missed that. Well, I'll look it up.
Oh, don't trouble yourself, Bob. We know how taxing it is for you. It's in your inbox.
Oh, the whole movie?
Yeah, it got a 9% Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Oh, look, you know, Roxy, he just sent me a picture of something. It's called The Other Bank. Remember he was telling you about there was two Louvres? Is this the other Louvre, Ian? Are you calling
it
the other
bank?
The left bank.
The Rivko.
Ah. And then you go Nap on Leon, three syllables, N-A-P-O-N-L-O-E-N. And then you have cake.
Napoleon cake.
Oh, that's cake.
Napoleon cake.
In Napoleon, there is also the Leon, the lion.
See how she says it? She has that the way we found it. And that's what she said. Napoleon.
She said it's Leon. Okay, here's Napoleon. The plot of The Cobbler. Is she saying the word correctly, Leon?
She is, because it's Napoleon. Yes, that's right.
Okay. The plot of The Cobbler. In the Lower East Side of New York City in 1903, a group of Jewish men are gathered in the shop of a cobbler to discuss a problem that's been plaguing them. A crook named Gergerman has been running their businesses out and harassing the men and their families. The men hand over a pair of Gergerman shoes to the cobbler, whose name is Pinchas Simpkin. Pinchas takes his shoes to the basement of a shop and uses a special stitching machine to work on the shoes. His young son, Herschel, enters, and Pinchas explains to him the importance of the machine. In the present day, Max Simpkin works as the cobbler in the shop. His work neighbor is Jimmy, who operates the barber shop next door. A young woman named Carmen Herrera comes in to tell Max that she is working with the community of the Lower East Side to prevent big-time developers from tearing down parts of the neighborhood to build huge, complex buildings. Max doesn't seem to care at all what happens to the shop. Max lives at home with his ailing mother, Sarah. The two of them wish they could see Max's father one more time. Well, it goes on. Is this important, Ian? I'm not going to read this long plot, but that's the beginning.
Watch the movie.
All right, next, Roxy.
There is this castle of Cenenzo, the castle that was given by the king to Diane de Poitiers, the son of Frank the First, to Diane de Poitiers. It's called.
Too much mumbling. What are you saying?
Cenenzo.
I have to know what you're talking about. I've got to write it down. So start over again.
It's on top of the water.
What is?
It's a castle.
A castle.
A castle. In different invasions of France, the invaders could not get through that. It's like a barrier, I don't know.
A what? A barrier? What's that?
Barrier. Like people who escape from the occupied France, just by going to that castle, they will be on the free side. It's like they could not go beyond that in different occupations of France. What is that that somehow stopped?
The portal.
What barrier are you talking about? What was the noun of the sentence?
Well, there is a castle that is on water.
Yeah.
And there were, in different invasions, the invaders could not go further than that castle.
They could not go further than the castle. Did they get in the castle?
Yes, and when people wanted to, to go away from these occupied zones. They will just cross this bridge, and they will be in the free zone.
And they couldn't do it?
Yes, they could, but the invaders could not go further. And Ion says because there is a portal.
Is that in the World War II or earlier?
In different times.
So there's a bridge near the castle.
No, the castle itself is like a bridge.
And Ion just said there's a portal there. How does that stop people from going across the bridge, Ion?
Well, those people, the invaders.
What, Ion?
It doesn't prevent them.
Well, that was her question. The question was about the barrier.
There was no barrier.
There is like a barrier or something. What is the thing that stopped?
There's not a barrier.
Well, why were they stopped?
Because
they weren't.
There is a portal.
They weren't stopped. So why does Roxy think they were stopped?
We have no idea. She's right there. Ask her.
Because, for example, the Nazis could not go further than that when they occupied France.
What's the name of the castle? Cernes?
Chenonceau.
Chenonceau. I don't know how that's spelled. I wouldn't know how to even begin.
C-H-E-N-O.
Too fast.
I didn't understand your letters. B-A-H-E. Okay, come on. What is this? The barrier is no barrier, so you have to address
that. Well, it's just the castle of Diane de Poitiers. And then Catherine de Medici took it from her.
Okay.
And damn de Medici.
If nobody had a problem crossing the bridge, Ion, what's the portal got to do with it?
Nothing. It's your question.
Yeah, but she's asking about what appears to be a barrier, and you're saying no barrier, but there's a portal.
It's a portal, and there is no barrier.
Why do you think there's a barrier, Rox?
Because the Nazis could not go further.
Oh, now, wait a second. You're talking about something different. They weren't allowed in the portals.
They were not allowed?
They were not. However superior.
Is that why everything was hidden in Chambord?
Basically, yeah. Look in your inbox, Bob. You like those.
What is in Chateau Lafitte that also Napoleon and the Nazis went there specifically to look for something? Is there also
the
a portal or
the recipe?
The one that the alphabet was trying to retrieve for a long time?
Didn't say.
Okay, so you sent me a portal. Is that a song? It's a DVD.
Was there a grimoire?
No, it's a picture. There is always a grimoire.
And what's a grimoire? That's a recipe?
Ask Dr. Dean.
It's like a magical formulary or a witch's
recipe book.
Recipe book.
Those
so
are
what
pictures,
is
Bob. Those are pictures. You look at those pictures.
Yeah, you got a modern graphic on a portal, the word portal. What are they showing? Are they showing us something here, the people who made that picture? Are they showing us something?
Look at the picture. Look at the next picture.
Okay, it's a link. So bring that. Oh, he shows him going through the portal. The little robot. Nice picture. All right. Now, why are they showing me this company?
The answer to the question.
I'll send this to you, Rox. You got your computer on?
You got your ears on. You got your ears on, right?
Yes, I have the tablet. You say the Nazis were not allowed in the portals. That's why they were coming to build the bell?
Oh, the bell. The bell, I suppose, son talk. kaksilevessa a kéremért a minél szilárdasztató.
That was angel talk?
Capron.
What does that mean? I mean, that's a swear word, right?
Well, there is also a lot of cabras in the decorations.
Not chupacabra. Not chupacabra.
Also in the Vatican.
Not chupacabra. Those are different.
Yes, but why is that? That in the Vatican, in the Sistine Chapel, and in the castles, they have all these cabrones.
What's that cabralas? What's that word mean?
You know, this animal that goes with the...
What, an animal?
Yeah.
Goes bad. He's Spanish. He can't even make a jeep sound to save his arm.
Come on, talk right.
So what is it you're saying? What makes the sheep sound? Sheep or something else?
Sheep is the other one with the...
The other one.
With the horns.
the ram.
Not ram. There's another one that also jumps on the mountains.
Oh, the goat.
Goat, yeah, those.
The little one jumps on the mountain.
The chupa goat.
Okay, yeah. Shall we move on to some other topics? What? Come on. Where are we at? What's the point of the goat talk?
Is that there is a lot of goats, the goat head, in the Sistine Chapel and in the Louvre and in many of the castles.
What does that mean, Ayan?
Decoration.
We have no idea.
Just a joke because you like the word cabron.
No, we're just saying that to Bob.
Yeah, what's cabron mean?
That's the main
Cabron.
Goat.
That's the main kind of goat?
Goat.
Doesn't Ayan swear when he goes, cabrone, or something? That's a different word.
Yes, but the actual meaning of cabron is the male goat.
Oh, and you use it
the
to...
The fucker.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm going to let you take a break, Rox. I'm going to bring other people in. Okay, Corbin, you got a quick question?
Sure. Ayan, what department do you foresee becoming the best department to be in?
The Department of Snot.
Department of Schnapps or Snot?
Snot. Not Goldschlager. Snot.
You don't want some Goldschlager?
What is the question, Ayan? What did he ask?
What is the best department? And we said the Department of Snot.
What's he mean? Best department in government? What do you mean, Corbin?
No, he means the degree of separation. What is where he stopped?
Uh-oh, I am into discipline this morning.
What is your question? What is the best department of consciousness, you mean?
No, in terms of the terrestrial domain, like if you're going to go join the fire department, say Bobby wanted to become a fireman, obviously you'd have to go through training and whatnot, and fandom in order to jump through fires, leap the tallest buildings, and all the above. Now, and
that's a superhero,
right? And I think that the media of all sorts, even all the movies, everything. And this was kind of predicted back in the 80s, how entertainment would turn into superhero superfluous. Is that just an escapism for the youngsters, or is that their
more like
butter.
Cubism?
Cubism? Bread and butter?
Those are pickles, bread and butter, pickles.
Oh, what's cubism? Cubism is not
square
fraction. It's rather square.
Evenly proportioned.
All right. Susanna, you have a question.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Happy.
Excellent.
Hey, Ayan, I wanted to talk about the heart. You,
yes,
at one point called the heart a battery. Do you still say it's a battery?
Depends on the context in which you're asking.
You talked about that there's electrical voltage potential in the heart, and the heart in the cells, and the heart always maintains an electrical potential of 76 millivolts.
That is the pericardium, actually.
You talked about the heart as being positive and negative, north and south pole, being the flow within the chambers of the heart. Hold on, there was one part where I read a note that you talked about it being a battery and that the pericardium is the insulator for the battery. Do you still say that? Is that still, cause this is way back on the rewrite a while ago. I'm trying to get to the point of the sinus rhythm being the sine cosine and the force.
Okay, okay, hold on. Pork rinds are not pork. That's what covers the pee. Pork rinds are what you're talking about. So you're talking about comparing the pericardium with the fluid flow that's electrical, the electrical current, okay? That's why you stop a myocardial infarction. It's because it short circuits, and then the tweak or the twitch or the shift of the pump action, which is electrically charged in the in out. See, it doesn't pump blood, it pulls blood through the ventricular system. The aorta lets it go. It's inverted the way you think. It's not a pump. The pump, it's a puller. They actually call the heart a puller, a masterful puller, not a pusher. So the electrical current that you're working with is that can take that much volts to keep.
To keep the pulling action going?
Well, it doesn't really keep it going. It just keeps pumping as long as it's blood to flow too.
What is the torsion field with regard to the heart and the pericardium?
The polarity of that pulse field capacitation is 2 squared.
And is this action significant because of the blood flowing through?
No. Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We like it.
And then you compared the heart within the pericardium fluid
To the hungry, hungry hippo gang.
Well, also to the ninth gate.
Yeah, the hungry, hungry hippo. Don't you remember that gang? Tell Bob about that.
Hungry, hungry hippo?
Dude, tell him about it. He'll like it. He'll understand it. First time you tell it, he won't have a single question regarding it. He'll just empirically embrace it. Like he's known it like the LaRouche quadrant. Yeah,
the hungry, hungry hippo. It's a
chart.
It's a game that, you know, it's just a game that kids play, that there's these hippos that try to catch something that you're playing with.
So is the pump action of your heart.
So the pump action is the sinus rhythm, is it not?
Well, let's call it, then you're going to call it the pull action, not a pump.
The pull action.
Not a push, the pull. Call it a pull if you're going to use it that way. It's okay with us. We don't mind. It's perfectly fine.
Okay.
That's why people tune in from all across the wall around the world just to hear what newly is said is newly said. So it's all good.
So would you say that the pull action or the sinus rhythm can be compared to...
If it can hold a systolic pressure. Diastolic, diastolic, systolic, distally.
And you've also compared the frequencies being not all the same. They wax and wane.
They do. And pitch and yaw.
That had something to do with when you were talking about the black hole, that hold on one second, looking through my notes. There's a frequency variegation. It waxes and wanes, and there's hues, and because of that, it can cause a distortion and create a, I can't remember. Can you fill that in, Ion? It's something about the black hole that creates, you can jump through dimensions. Was that it?
Lord, have mercy.
Can you help me out with that? Am I off?
Ah, that's so funny.
I'm not remembering my notes very well.
In order to achieve coitus, honey, you have to maintain and achieve an erection.
Well, I wanted to talk about the heart specifically within the, to see if it has anything to do with modulating frequency.
You don't even know what that means, so how can we answer that to help you?
Well, modulating frequency.
To modulate a frequency?
Yes.
Describe it.
Okay, modulating frequency. If you modulate the frequency, you can change your triangulation. You can jump, you can attract to yourself what you want. Or move within a loop.
Well, that's what FM is.
But I'm talking
FM.
Our physical.
No, it's a varying instantaneous frequency of a wave. It's the amplitude of modulation, which is the amplitude of the carrier wave varies while the frequency remains constant. So if you knew what that is, we now want to apply it back to your question.
I'm not sure I understand, because you also talk about hues and frequencies.
Yep. Pitch and yaw,
but then also pulling them up together, creating a machination.
Imagination, indeed. That's correct.
And that machination is for the purpose of anything, creating matter.
So now you're trying to use those words to talk about modulation in death. So we understand that's where you would kind of fall off the rails.
Okay.
Because you're describing modulation in death for FM, analogous to AM.
Okay. Well.
Well, within the bandwidth. See, you're talking about, look at your line. Look at X and Y. Then you got 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi, 5 pi. AM goes up and down to pitch, and that's why you can move the AM radio over here or over there, and it gets better at worst. FM is the same because it's all the same. It's just closer or tighter, over or under, what a rabbit can do to a stump. So within that field, it's all inclusive, all the M.
Okay. And you're talking pitch and yaw, but pitch can also refer to frequency or frequency wavelength.
All of it does. We're talking about frequency modulation, so it's all how high or low or quick or tight or loose the amplitude of a frequency wave is. Isn't that what you mean?
Yes.
So in a continuous wave, or a crowning wave would be handled two different ways, would it not?
Not sure. Would it?
Oh.
Let's say yes.
Well, it's in Bob's inbox.
Okay, well, let me ask you about this. You mentioned that our frequency is 6.53641. Then you've also said that the perfect theta wave is 6.994, which is also the completed perfected cell in the 14th ring, and also the human condition. So 6.994
It is, but if you don't resonate to that frequency, you're at that frequency, but you don't know it. That's why it rolls you out of your body. Some people are in perfectly good health and just fall over and die. Some people have to drag them out of their meat state body. Cancer and death and destruction and every other terrible thing in the whole wide world comes back to the same window that they're peeping into in the first place.
So is it what you're saying that, well, that's where we are now?
That's why only the good die young. That's why only the good die young.
And so what I'm trying to get at is a little more elaboration on how to become more aware of that frequency within ourselves.
Then don't. Then don't. You're not Dorothy. Dorothy. You're not in Kansas anymore.
And is that frequency the combined harmony of all ourselves together?
Well, first of all, you got to get your objectives right. You have to know the relationship of the carrier frequency, the modulation frequency, and the modulation index to efficiently and bandwidth compare an FM system to an AM system with regard to efficiency, bandwidth, and noise.
What's the wave look like in 3D space, someone asked.
The information signal can rarely be transmitted as is. It must be processed. In order to use electromagnetic transmission, it must first be converted from an audio into an electrical signal. The conversion is accomplished by a transducer. So what you want to see is something that's been transduced. Then you can see it. Then, after conversion, it can be used to modulate a carrier signal. A carrier signal is used for two reasons, to reduce the wavelength for efficient transmission and reception. The optimum antenna size is 1/2 or 1/4 of a wavelength. The typical audio frequency is 3,000 hertz, which have a wavelength of 100 kilometers and would need an effective antenna length of 25 kilometers. By comparison, a typical carrier for FM is 100 megahertz with a wavelength of 3 meters, which would use an antenna of only 80 centimeters long.
And do we need electricity for the frequency?
Oh, no, that's called multiplexing, when you allow simultaneous use of the same channel. Each unique signal can be assigned a different carrier frequency, like radio stations, and still share the same channel. The phone company actually invented modulation to allow phone conversation to be transmitted over common lines.
You also said that we are a frequency, but every object has a frequency, but not all objects are frequencies.
Oh, yeah. The process of modulation, it means to systematically use the information signal, what you want to transmit, to some parameter of a carrier signal. The carrier frequency sinusoid varies in time like a sine wave. So basically, there's a formula to figure out that's all this out. Are you ready? The basic sine wave goes like V, parentheses T equals V, O sine 2P F T plus F, where the parameters are defined below. VT is the voltage of the signal as a function of time. VO is the amplitude of the signal, represents the maximum value achieved of each cycle. F is the frequency of oscillation, the number of cycles per second, known as hertz. It's one cycle a second. So F, the phase of the signal, representing the starting point of the cycle. Now, if you want to modulate that signal, it just means to systematically vary one of the three parameters of the signal, the amplitude, the frequency, or the phase. Therefore, the type of modulation can be categorized as like AM of amplitude modulation, frequency FM, frequency modulation, or PM, which is phase modulation, and that's the one you're trying to talk to. Now, PM is kind of unfamiliar, but it's commonly used. The characteristics of PM are very similar to FM, so the terms are often used interchangeably. That's the difference between the little man and the intended king or god could move to PM.
To PM or FM?
DM.
DM. Oh, DM.
P as in fuck. P-H-U-C-K, right?
Oh, okay.
So the information is B-O-V-T-M-T. The carrier is V-C-T equals V-C-O sine 2-P-F-C-T plus F. Or, for the mathematical form, that for F-M, would be VFMT equals V cosine parentheses 2P bracket SC plus parentheses D over FMO close brackets VMT bracket T plus F. See, that way you have a time-varying frequency that would induce the term. DF would be the peak frequency deviation of the form of where the signal was the strongest. So that frequency firm term would be SC plus DFB over MO BMT. Now it varies between the extremes of SC minus DF and SC. Now, the plus DF, that's the interpretation of DF, becomes clear. It's the farthest away from the signal frequency where the FM can be, sometimes referred to as a swing in the frequency, because you can have a dead spot like in your car. You can drive until it starts fading away, and then you pick up a new signal as you're coming into it. That's the difference in the form of the figure there.
Does the heart modulate frequency?
Yes, if you get the hertz right. Carolyn's working on the sinusoidal signs, see the recipe card, and how to make that.
Is that why you say 90,000 ohms is important?
Yes, for the white stone.
I didn't catch that last part.
Especially with the white stone.
How are torsion fields important in that relationship with frequency?
They're gauged within those parameters.
Are the RNA drops 90,000 ohms? I think I heard that somewhere.
No. That's the amount of resistance. No.
But I thought no resistance was the goal.
Oh, that's where it always goes bad.
Well, you say JW has no resistance, and everything flows through them. So is that not what all of us should be, could be, or should be, or have the capacity that's not desirable?
Maybe. Well, it could be. First of all, if you got a bitch, that's what you're going to go into, so that would be represent the sign. If you had a snitch, they get stitches, so that would be the cosine of what happened. And if you have a twitch, which also would be a twat, which could be a twitch if it twatches, that would have to be the tangent or what you bounce off of. So the pulse key works easy.
And then the mu pi is important because that way that you can pinpoint any point on a wavelength.
That's the way you can track it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well,
and
we
then,
say track it, that means prove it. We say prove it, that means see it. We mean see it, that means feel it. That means feel it, that means you can know it is. If you know it is, then it is. It can be, because if it can be, then it was. If it wasn't, you can't find it.
Dodecahedron. You say the dodecahedron is in the pericardium, and you've also described yourself as a dodecahedron. Would that be then that non-physical is, well, non-physical is everywhere. So what should we make of that? Hello, Ion.
Maybe try the question differently.
I guess I'm wondering what the significance of the dodecahedron in the pericardium is. The dodecahedron is boundless. It has all the angles, so so it seems like the heart of the matter is the dodecahedron.
Is a matter
is
of the
correct?
Heart.
So it all flows through the heart. Everything. All matter, all
it's
knowing, all data.
Through.
It pulls through the
well,
heart.
Well, it's actually the better question would be the piercing of the pericardium.
Well, you've also mentioned that the pericardium is the clue that we left behind.
It's more important than the heart.
The fluid itself, is that what you're referring to? In
yeah,
pericardium?
We weren't referring to it. It's what we said.
the pericardium fluid. So,
well, and the pericardium is more important than this. Yeah, but you have these things going out of the pericardium. You have things coming in the pericardium, but they don't pierce the pericardium. So explain that, Ricky.
Okay. So that doesn't get pierced.
Well, you're saying okay. You're saying okay, but we're asking.
I thought that does get pierced, and but you're saying that even in surgery, doesn't get pierced. It does. So if somebody has surgery,
has divided, but not necessarily pierced.
Wow, I didn't know that. So it holds itself together, even if somebody
like the sands of the hourglass or the days of your life.
So then why did it spill out when it's supposedly in the Bible when that Roman soldier pierced Jesus'
eye? Oh, that's the spear of death. Well, we didn't say it never has ever happened. If you get poked with the spear of destiny, yeah, the water's going to come before the blood. Yeah, that's different. But then that soldier's still walking the earth. We can't say that for the same of your surgeon. And they're not using the Ajanti dagger when they are doing it. Surgery, that is.
And so it doesn't flow or overflow, or there's no spilling of pericardial fluid in surgery, open-heart surgery?
Influx.
Wow.
Well, everybody talks about this stuff, but they have no much. They have. See, once you take the body and put it on a heart-lung machine, you're kind of defeating the whole system at that point anyway. But that's another conversation. It's the putting it back together again as though that it never was. That's kind of like your mouth has saliva glands. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Can you take those out? Yes, you can take those out. Then you'll have no saliva. But what if you re-put them back, will they still make spit? Yes, they will. As though they never were broken or detached. So you're doing shifts of up and down. So we'd say every time the pericardium has been split, sure and sudden death occurs. But you can't have death because we said you're eternal. So therefore, you can't pierce it. If death brings it, then you can't do it. You go, oh, but I am the have, the have, the have. And we go, oh, that's from the little man's perspective. So actually, no, you haven't.
Well, that would be the case for anything.
Well, that's right. That's why we keep saying you have to take time out of the conversation, because as long as you got time, you're going to defeat it, because then you got to defend it, or you got to have a time without it, or a time before it, or a time during it, or a time after it. There's the rub, because you can break any one of those. It doesn't work every single time without failure exception, then maybe it is not. Dun, dun, dun. Green giant. We want Bob. We want Bob now.
Bob! Let me out of here. No, this is great, Ian. Thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Susanna, you're finished? Kick his chair.
Wake up, Bob. Go wash him now.
Come here.
You've been sick.
No, are you finished?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
All right.
Well, very good.
Thanks, Simon.
Very good.
You're very welcome.
You.